Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan Warner of the 52nd Legislative District in Fayette and Westmoreland counties. On this week's report, Representative Warner will address the state's budget impasse, which now has hit day 122. Representative Warner, welcome to the report.
Thank you, Mike. The state's Auditor General this week released a report on the impact that the state's four-month-long budget impasse has had on our school districts. The report determined that school districts to date have been forced to borrow $431 million. Interest and fees on that borrowed money could reach $14 million. Recently, the Erie City School District requested an advance from the Treasury so they were not forced to shut down the school. The governor stated that he would not allow this request. However, he had no issue in granting the House Democrat Caucus the same exact request. Why is it okay to issue an advance to the House Democrat Caucus, but not okay to issue an advance payment to our failing school districts? Not only are we withholding federal money from these schools, the state has already collected billions of our tax dollars. But the governor refuses to issue any of this money to our schools or social service agencies. We've collected the tax money. It's sitting in our treasury, but we're forcing schools to take out loans that the taxpayers have to pay the interest on, and we're watching our schools gasp for air just to keep their doors open. This is politics at its worst. Pennsylvania citizens and Pennsylvania schools should not be in this position. In June, the House and Senate passed an on-time, balanced, no-tax increase budget that increased funding for education. The governor vetoed this entire budget, even line items that met or exceeded what he requested. Since then, there have been multiple votes to get funding to our schools and those vulnerable populations. Yet the governor continues to hold Pennsylvanians hostage in a request for higher taxes. Also this week, the Senate attempted to override Governor Wolf's veto on emergency funding bill, which would have provided school and social service agencies with state and federal funding through the end of the year to relieve the pain of the impasse. Unfortunately, the vote failed along party lines, with not one Democrat supporting the emergency funding attempt. Middle-class Pennsylvanians and small businesses cannot afford to send more of their hard-earned dollars to Harrisburg. I cannot and will not ask the working people of my district to take a pay cut in order to support bigger government. Governor Wolf, it is time to come to the table with realistic budget solutions and end this politically motivated impasse. Until we do, counties, local governments, schools, and social service providers will continue to face significant and unacceptable impacts. They have waited long enough. That will conclude my legislative report. Thank you and God bless.
Representative Warner, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan Warner.